First question, how's Bad Dates of Melbourne doing during COVID 2020?
Oh my gosh. Now, when COVID started happening, I thought to myself, well, people are going to be going on less dates. Maybe it'll slow down a little bit, but it's been quite the opposite. I think because everybody's had time at home to themselves to sit down, they've got nothing to do. They've gone through their memory bank and thought of all of the horror dates they've ever been on. So it's been just as busy as ever. And the stories that are coming in, look, they're not fresh. They're not happening at the moment because we're all indoors, but they're all looking back at, you know, bad dates gone by, and they are just as funny and cringeworthy and disgusting as ever.
Things
are going really well.
It's a time to reflect. It's a time to cleanse, and it's a time to move forward by doing that on your Facebook group, Bad Dates of Melbourne. Can you tell us one that's maybe popped up that has stood out from the rest?
Oh, I had a really good one the other day. A girl, she met a really cute guy off Bumble. They had a fun night partying. They go back to her house, but she's a loud snorer. So she's snoring all night really loud. He gets sick of it, so he can't find the door in the dark. So the apartment sounds like it's a bit of one of those, you know, maze-type apartments. He can't find the door to get out, so he jumps off her balcony on the first floor, breaks his foot, and she spends the entire next day pushing him around in a wheelchair in the hospital. Absolute disaster date. So, you know, if your date ends in surgery, I mean, that's a bad date, right?
Mm. I don't know if it could get much worse than that, but did he tell her that he was trying to sneak out of her apartment because she was snoring?
Yeah. She didn't know until the next day, actually. Apparently one of the neighbours alerted her to the fact that there was a guy stuck outside the apartment on the ground with a broken foot. So, I mean, talk about a bit of a mess. And apparently after she spent the day pushing her around in the wheelchair, they never spoke to each other again. So it was a deal breaker, I suppose, whether it was the snoring or the wheelchair pushing.
I think it's great that she's putting a spotlight on the fact that women snore too, and that's a taboo that... doesn't often get addressed in the media. And there are many female snorers out there. I know. I've come into contact with some of them.
Oh, God.
Absolutely are. And all women, you know, they have all of the bodily functions that men have as well. And we're definitely talking about those on Bad Dates of Melbourne too. So, I mean, we all love to have a laugh at ourselves and snoring and all that kind of stuff is in there. So it's really funny.
Ali, have there been any bad dates throughout the kind of weird coronavirus dating scene that you've had come in? Like, has anyone told you about a Zoom date gone wrong or something like this?
The Zoom dates that have been going okay, actually. They've not been too bad. I think people go into them with pretty low expectations. So, I mean, the Zoom dates have been okay. I think probably the biggest report so far has people been pressuring other people to meet up when they shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. And people are getting quite upset about that kind of thing. But you know what I mean? We're all in this together. We've all got to play by the rules. And, you know, unfortunately, that means dating's going to take a bit of a hit. But that's just life. And, you know, we're in a pandemic, so you just roll with the punches and go along with it and do your Zoom dates.
Ali, I want to pick your brain. I want your expertise on this. I had a big debate with a friend the other day. You know about dating. You are well connected with the dating scene of Victoria.
Yes.
When these restrictions end, I was talking to my mate Richard. We were going two different directions. He thinks it is going to be a relationship-a-thon. He said everybody is going to be so lonely, they're just going to buckle down. They've already got somebody lined up. I said it's going to be like a 1970s peace, love, and whatever. I think it's going to be a hookup-a-thon. What do you think is going to happen? What's your prediction?
Oh, I'm leaning towards hookup-a-thon. I think two things will happen. I think that there'll be a batch of people who, you know, are going to go out there and they're just going to be on the prowl. So that's going to be one thing. The other thing that's going to happen, I think people have, you know, however many months it's going to be, 6 months, I don't know how long it's going to be, but they're going to have all of these months to build up their expectations with their Zoom dates, and then they're going to finally meet. You know, the pressure's going to be on and they're going to be disappointed. So I reckon there'll be a whole bunch of disappointed people and then a whole bunch of people wanting to, you know, get it on.
Wanting to enjoy some luxuries that they haven't had for the last couple of months. Ali, something that I think is a little bit interesting that's come out of this is the kind of concept that maybe before you go on an actual date, you know, where you take the time to get yourself all jazzed up and looking good and you head out somewhere, maybe you go grab a drink, even maybe you commit to a whole meal, people might actually take this kind of video calling thing as the first step now. I think that it's not a bad idea to think, well, maybe we should FaceTime first. Maybe we should Zoom video call first.
Oh, you just mean in general? Just even after all this?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think that something that could come out of this kind of weird time is that people right now are going on first dates on Zoom.
Yeah.
And I don't actually think it's that bad of an idea to continue the idea.
Add it to the arsenal.
Yep. Yep, I absolutely agree. I think that, you know, people in their 20s and 30s historically have been really afraid of phone calls and video calls. And I mean, I've been one of them. But we've kind of been pushed out of our comfort zone at the moment and we're doing it. And I actually think it's terrific because, you know, the pressure's off. You're just on your couch at home. It's really relaxed. I mean, there's fun things you can do. Like I'd recommend people, you know, you can order takeaway from the same place or you can do a Netflix party together and watch Netflix together. There's some really like low pressure things you can do before you actually meet someone. So hopefully these are all kind of things and lessons we take into dating when all of this is over.
Because you might have like a bit of like a video call with someone and go, oh, that nice enough person probably don't want to take a whole night out of my life to go and spend with them.
Absolutely.
So, like, it's a little bit more chill when you're kicking back at home on a Wednesday night and you're just having a sip of wine at your own house.
I know, it's so lovely, isn't it? And you know what? You know, if you talk to someone 5 minutes on video call, it's not working out. You can end the conversation. There's no guilt, nothing. You can leave. You haven't, you know, they haven't made a 1 hour drive. No one spent 45 minutes getting ready. It's just so relaxed. I mean, not that you should ever feel guilty about leaving a date, but I mean, it just really takes the pressure off, I think. So it's wonderful.